From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Egyptian media says, or say, at least 300 people were killed at Northern Sinai Mosque when Islamic militants sprayed them with gunfire. We have more from Edward Uranian in Cairo.
Frightened residents fled the center of the town of Bir al-Abed after Islamic militants fired on people both inside and outside the Rauda Mosque. Scores of bodies were strewn across the mosque's carpeted floor. A man claiming to have been inside the mosque during the attack told Arab media that militants in four-wheel drive vehicles opened fire inside the house of worship following an explosion. Eyewitnesses also say the militants fired on ambulances as emergency personnel tried to evacuate the wounded to hospitals in nearby Arish. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
And here in the U.S., President Trump reacted to the violence, calling it a cowardly terrorist attack on innocent worshippers. President Trump has told Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan the U.S. is no longer supplying weapons to Kurdish YPG fighters in Syria, which is considered a terrorist organization. The U.S. sees the Syrian Kurds as the best fighting force combating the Islamic State. Three flights carrying humanitarian aid and aid workers have arrived in Sana'a, Yemen's capital. The aid is the first allowed to the country in nearly 3 weeks following a blockade imposed by the Saudi-led coalition, which had closed air, land, and sea access to Yemen. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe's new leader in nearly four decades has been sworn in. President Emmerson Mnangagwa takes power in a nation left deeply scarred by 37 years of rule by Robert Mugabe, who resigned Tuesday under intense pressure from the military and the ruling party. The Zimbabwe High Court ruled Saturday the military takeover that led to Mugabe's resignation was legal, a key decision since the military had insisted that its moves did not result in a coup. He took office with a promise to be president of all Zimbabweans.
I'm not oblivious to the many Zimbabweans from across the political, ethnic, and racial divide who have helped make this day and thus have legitimate expectations from the office now I occupy.
He also said that Zimbabwe will need help to come out from under its international debts and get back on its feet. He will serve out the remainder of Mugabe's term, which is slated to end in mid-2018, when the new president has promised a democratic election. Four UN peacekeepers and a Malayan soldier were killed and 21 others injured in two attacks on peacekeepers in Mali. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres strongly condemned the outrageous attacks and warned that targeting UN peacekeepers may constitute war crimes and lead to sanctions. Pope Francis visits Myanmar and neighboring Bangladesh next week amid international outrage over what the U.S. describes as ethnic cleansing of Myanmar's Rohingya Muslim minority.
A message from the Pope to the Burmese people as he prepares to visit their nation.
I wish to send a word of greetings and friendship to all the people. I look forward to being with you. I come to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, a reconciliation, peace, and forgiveness message.
The first papal trip ever to Myanmar comes 6 months after full diplomatic ties were forged in May during a visit by the country's de facto leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, who has since come under international pressure over the plight of the Rohingya. More than half of the Rohingya Muslim populations have fled their homes in the Rakhine State after an August attack by Rohingya insurgents sparked a brutal military crackdown. The Pope will also meet with Rohingya refugees in Bangladesh, where hundreds of thousands are sheltering in refugee camps. Jesus Amelni, VOA News, Washington.
London police found no casualties Friday after investigating reports of shots fired at a busy subway station. They initially responded of the incident as something that was terror-related. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.